This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer, among other things. I'm a father. I'm a broadcaster. Love the farm and the connection, the grounding that it gives me. And thus I take these moments, these precious moments that we have together to try to help out in the farm-family food connection, which is so important, becoming more and more important every day here in America. I usually start the conversation with some of the news items, and I think the most important news this week has to do with the future of the family farm itself. That is, the buildings, the land. You'll remember that the House Democrats have supported, or, well, I don't know how, maybe support's not the right word. The president proposed to increase the tax, the capital gains tax upon death. They called the death tax. And that would have been, it would have just completely destroyed what little is left of the family farm. The Democrats seem to love to do this, and I'm not a politician. I don't do politics on the radio. I just am so tired of these hacks, these phonies, these people who think that they're doing the people's business when they aren't. How can destroying agriculture in America, the family foundation, the farm, how can that be good for America? Well, apparently some people in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party got through to Biden and his people. So now a lot of the farm groups certainly working on it. The proposal, which would originally defer the tax liability on family farms for as long as they stayed in operation, but the ag groups, especially Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union, said the tax would create a huge problem for farms, making it harder for farmers to get loans on the land that they have inherited. If you look at the law as it is now, if you're an heir, you pay taxes only on the gain since the prior owner died. It's the stepped-up basis. The policy would not change under the new tax package that's been suggested. A number of rural Democrats raised objections to the Biden proposal, including John Tester, who is a Democrat from Montana. But there have been huge number, hundreds of ag groups signed a recent letter urging the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee to preserve the tax rules that exist now for inherited assets. The writing was on the wall, a bunch of rural Democrats that don't want to see this change happen, and they would literally lose, big time. And so when I look at what the Farm Bureau, for example, did, the letter that went to congressional leaders expressing concerns about the reconciliation package, tax increases on farmers and ranchers, and not only is it the death tax, but there are lots of other taxes. The tax increases would disproportionately impact America's family farms. But because there are very few people in the country anymore that really even understand what family farming is, they don't understand where food, no, they don't understand any of this stuff. All they know is they want to spend, take your money, and this, of course, would cause further consolidation in the agricultural sector, which is something that I'm completely against, and so are lots of other multi-generational family farms who are completely in jeopardy under if this rule were to become law. So there's what they call a reconciliation package. I don't want to go too much into the weeds here. But there is in the tax business about what happens at death is addressed. There's an increase in funding for conservation programs. They always have to do that. They've figured the Democrats have got to get more more and more into environmentalism and stuff. I find most of the farmers that I know, and I'm betting in your circle it's the same thing, are very responsible. I think the very fact that you're trying to save your farm is about conservation. Anyway, the Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union have supported these things, and there's really widespread support from all these. As I said, there are about 300 groups that have sent letters in, and so it's to be appreciated. There are other things going on legislatively that are sort of cliffhangers, if you will, you know, like in the movies. Very frustrating, though, when it comes to public policy. Congress went away for their August recess, and they hadn't fixed the infrastructure bill, the immigration problem, and for the sake, especially of dairy farmers, there needs to be faster movement because more and more dairy farmers are going belly up every day because of bad government policy, because of the influence of huge, big agricultural interests. So I guess under the circumstances, it's a good thing to know that these things that have not been solved yet seem to be on their way to being solved. So I take that as good news. I hope that in the future we'll be able to report on this thing actually having been fixed. That's the news of the week. In a moment, we're going to meet a lady who has come up with a great idea, frankly. Her name is Jacqueline Smith. She's going to help those of you who are agricultural entrepreneurs as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Moving back into our zone here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a lady named Jacqueline Smith. Why do I think there was an actress at one point in time? Right?
It is. That actually kind of ages you. I just want to tell you, anyone who knows that, friends, that puts them in a certain category.
We can still be friends. It's okay, Jacqueline.
Absolutely, we can.
I think every once in a while, yes, we all do indicate through our expressions and our connections our age. One of the things that working on the farm or being on the farm or being a farmer has done for me is make me ageless, in a manner of speaking. I don't mind saying that because, excuse me, I think being on the farm, grounding, working, the physical requirements have done a lot. And, you know, I wonder about that. You have been doing this for a number of years. Do you feel like the physical side of working on the farm, and we're going to talk about the specific things that you do, but the physical work does something for you that you wouldn't be able to do in any other pursuit.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Like, I have a very dual life where I have very much in the office and very much in the field. And, like, the field keeps me healthy, whereas the office does not do that same thing
right.
for me. I get to, like, exert my energy and build my body and become strong and to keep, maintain that youthfulness that I've been doing. You also have to, as like, you know, working in the farm, you have to be really conscious of how you move your body because it's repetitive motions and you have to make sure that you are, you know, using the correct muscles to pick up things and move your body throughout your day. So yeah, it's conscious work.
Okay. So you have become conscious of it. Have you become conscious because you've made mistakes? You've done things the wrong way in your back or whatever else? Has managed to, it's taken its toll on you, in a sense.
Thankfully, I've never suffered any kind of injuries from working on the farm, but I definitely am at that place in my life where I'm starting to, you know, have a little bit more aches and pains, and I want to make sure that I can do this for another 30 years. And so,
yeah, exactly.
Being conscious of that is where I am in my life now. Whereas
before,
when I was younger, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think, frankly, for me anyway, it's important to be able to keep up with this as long as I can breathe. I think, and it's one of the things that has kept me in shape, even though, as you point out, I'm a little older than you are. The idea of being in shape, I think, is an ageless pursuit. You don't have to, you know, so many people think about age. I don't think about it. It's just a BS number. Though I do remember Jacqueline Smith, the actress.
Well, you know, the thing about that is that my parents didn't realize that it was going to follow me the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. All right, so let's talk about what you're doing.
Year she got, yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. You're in Kansas, right? Where
I am in Kansas.
Yeah. Why is that? Your home? Is that your birth state? Where your farm is in a little south of Lawrence, Kansas. What does that say about you and your home?
Well, I'm actually from the Midwest. I'm not originally from Kansas. I was born in Missouri. I was born in Southwest Missouri in the Ozarks. But, you know, Missouri borders Kansas. And so, like, I was 20 minutes from the Kansas state line. So I'm in the culture of Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. And that is a very concentrated kind of population out there that has its own little niche culture. And my family heritage, they came up and decided to settle there and have made their claim and have been there ever since. And it's been multiple generations and generations and generations that have built up resilience in this area. And, you know, I call my experience, I'm, you know, talking about age, this is where this comes in, but I'm in my 40s, right? And my generation is that generation of the Great Exodus, where we had to leave our hometowns that we have founded with multiple generations to go pursue other opportunities because there's this huge collapse of the agricultural system in the Midwest, but all throughout rural America. So that caused me to even have to shift in the agricultural world into another location where the opportunities existed that could help carry my business forward. So that's why I'm in Kansas. I'm in a town that's really close to Lawrence, and there's a lot of different opportunities here than they were in my hometown in Southwest Missouri.
You have, I don't know if perfected is the right word for it. It looks like you have a sort of a niche farming in the fact that it's a grazing, you're raising all sorts of animals, and this is unusual, at least where I come from. There are many more produce farms. You have a myriad of animals that are the mainstay of the farm, and I kind of want to pursue that, how you decided that was the place to do it, and what you are raising as we continue. From Central Grazing Company, Jacqueline Smith is here with us on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around, more in a moment.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back into our focus on family and farm and food. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. That's what I'm about. Doug Steffen here with Jacqueline Smith, who is CEO of Central Grazing Company in Kansas. You're talking about niche farming. So describe the farm for us, the things that you do and why you do the things you do.
Yeah, well, we actually focus on sheep. So because I'm not from an agricultural background, even though I was born in the Midwest, my family was in contracting. And they built businesses, commercial businesses, and that's what my family did. So growing up, I didn't have a lot of access to the farming community, but I definitely could see it. And I watched how the consolidation of like land created different shifts in our economy that created the lack of opportunities that we've just previously discussed. And I became really interested in the system change perspective of working to enhance our food system that benefits all of the life that we need, the animals and the earth and the community, and wanted to see how we could contribute to a better system than the one that we had. And because I don't have a farming background, I focused really deeply into sheep. And so I spent the last 25 years of my life understanding these creatures, understanding the flock, understanding farming them in a regenerative food-based system where we really concentrate on building soil and encouraging ecosystems to come back and to thrive in the systems that we're creating. So that was my main focus in really looking at sheep, is that, you know, because I don't have a wealth of knowledge on how to grease tractors and how to grow corn and how to do all of the things that a farmer needs to have, I focused really closely on producing one commodity, and that is lamb. And I have been in the lamb business everything from wool to dairy to meat. And they are amazing creatures that have the ability to have multiple different products that come from them, all while developing new niche markets and communities where opportunities don't exist, and elevating a food system that is in desperate need of, it's actually in crisis for alternative systems that can help support it through challenges like we're experiencing now with climate change and the collapse of our economy with the pandemic and all of those things. We need alternative systems that actually function within regional decentralized models, and Central Grazing Company is a key in that movement in order to actually make that happen. So focusing on sleep is what I've done.
You've used the word collapse twice since we started conversing here. The farm system is in collapse. I agree with you 100%. Why, in your estimation, do we have this problem?
Because we are relying on four agricultural businesses to support mostly 80%, especially in the meat industry and even on the grocery store levels, four companies to produce our food. And when you look at nature, nature is not a monoculture. It is not one organism that supports life. It is a diversification of life. And so having a diversified ecosystem in our economies that mimic nature is the way that I view how to create a healthy and sustainable business.
You know, you sound like me or I sound like you. There aren't many people, especially I'm running across this, I'm trying to make this program sort of self-sustaining, that is, have some advertising support for it. But because I take the contrary approach that doesn't favor the four big companies that you're talking about, I end up getting it sort of in the neck from prospective advertisers because we have these conversations pretty much every week. I am 100% opposed to the way big business, big government, big ag is trying to control the food supply. So it's refreshing to hear you refer to it the same way, like we are kindred spirits, in a manner of speaking. Jacqueline Smith is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemn the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that led to 13 American servicemen and women to their deaths, including hundreds of Afghanis, has brought up incompetence complaints. Georgia Republican Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax after watching Secretary of State Anthony Blinken testify twice this week in front of lawmakers.
Listen, if there is anything that has come out of these last 2 days of hearings, is that this person, Anthony Blinken, has no idea what he's doing. He is not fit to be Secretary of State. And he needs to resign. What took place in Afghanistan is inexcusable. Look, Rob, our office alone, and I'm sure ours is not the only one, but we are still trying to get Americans out of Afghanistan. In fact, fortunately, we had one family arrive yesterday in Virginia still, but we still have others in Afghanistan. This has been a catastrophic disaster. We are leaving Americans behind in terrorist-run Afghanistan. And yet here, Blinken is just acting as though everything is fine, taking zero responsibility, and he's unfit to continue serving as the Secretary of State.
The Texas Tribune is reporting a federal judge has scheduled an October 1st hearing to consider the Department of Justice's request to temporarily block the heartbeat law that bans abortions after the unborn baby has a heartbeat, about 6 weeks. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court allowed the Texas law to stand. Texas has until September 29th to make its case opposing the DOJ request. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with the second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week, and I'm happy to have Jacqueline Smith with us, who is in the sheep business. You talk about a niche. That's a niche. How much around you where you are in Kansas, how much are you, first of all, how much land do you have? Do you share land? And, you know, a lot of times I remember when I was a kid listening to dairy guys say they didn't want sheep anywhere near the pasture because they ruined the pasture. They ate down to the roots and hurt the soil by eating away all the grasses. So what is that, something that still is a problem? Or maybe it was never a problem. I was around sheep a lot when I was a kid, and I can remember looking at the pasture and thinking, yeah, this is, and they're ripping up stuff by the roots. So how does that help or not help you in terms of actually grazing these animals?
Well, I look at that and any kind of herbivore that is left in an unmanaged system. That's what that is. And sheep will do that. Cows will do that. Horses will do that. Goats will do all that. It's really about the management of the system. If you're managing your system in a rotational grazing with really paying close attention to the times that the sheep are allowed on the land and the movement of the sheep through the pasture land and a grazed system that mimics how herbivores evolved on the pasture land, then you won't have sheep eating down to like the roots. That's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid exposure of the soil. So we look for, so my land, what my family owns and farms is 80 acres. We have a very small farm, and I love the farming part of my business, and I want to integrate more of that into Central Grazing Company. But because I don't come from a farming background, and because it's really difficult to get into farming, and because land access for new and beginning farmers is a major challenge, and because we're facing the brink of land transfer crisis right now for the next generation, it leaves opportunities for me and other people like me out of the ability to own land that can be farmed in long areas and large areas. So what I do is I aggregate from a lot of other farmers to fill those gaps where my production can't be. And we actually aggregate from farmers in Missouri, Oklahoma, Iowa, and Kansas, and have a couple other other regions that we work in to fill the gaps in our supply when production gets low. But we really look for partners who are exactly doing it the way we're doing it, and we call them radical thinkers. So the ones right. who really understand the connection between the soil and the community and the earth and themselves, and the ones that understand that the systems in which they are forced into selling into the commodity market don't work, and want to take that risk with us and other people, other investors who can help support this movement. We want to move out of this consolidated industry and provide new opportunities for commodity markets and areas where they don't have those opportunities. And that's where that's kind of a sweet spot for central grazing companies to get into it at a very grassroots level and help encourage this change and providing a new market. So it's not in competition with the markets that already exist in like central Kansas, which is corn, wheat, soybean, sorghum, you know, beef.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So this is a whole other industry.
Does it bother you? And this comes from my heart because I don't slaughter my animals. I'm a dairy guy. I, at the moment, raise dairy replacement efforts, but I've been milking cows, been around cows all my life. I stopped milking a few years ago because it was just beyond what I could put up with, frankly, the money. The way the big ag people that you're talking about have squeezed the small dairy farmers, it's. I have the words I can't use on,
I know.
On the radio. I just can't.
I know it.
So, but in terms of, I understand your business, and I understand the dairy business, and I understand culling, and I understand slaughter and that stuff. I could never bring myself to kill an animal that I raised. And so I wonder how you seem like a sensitive lady. How do you raise these, you know, you've got hundreds of them, so maybe that's how you do it, raising the animals and then after all that work, killing them, even though they're, you know, there's a good reason for doing it and there's good purpose in it. It bothers me, and I wonder how you look upon it.
It bothers me, too. It's hard. It is the hardest thing I have to do. Is to decide which animals are going for food and which ones carry on, right? I was a vegetarian for 15 years. Being a vegetarian is why I got into this, because I look at those animals and I'm like, they deserve a better life. And we're not going to solve this by all of us convincing everyone to transition into a vegetarian lifestyle.
That's not
practical, right? So we need all of those players. We need the vegetarians and the vegans that say, that put a hard stop and say, no, I'm not going to do this. And we also need the other farmers who farm with compassion to understand that these animals are part of us, and we are responsible for the stewardship of them in a very kind and considerate and compassionate way. And that is looking at them from the time of their birth into the time of their death, and even the consumption of them afterwards. Like their flesh and their hides and all of what makes them part of our ecosystem needs to be cared for and made sure that it is being used in a way that honors the animal. And I'm able to do that work. It's hard work, right? But I'm able to do that.
So they're stronger than me. I can't do it. But I understand, you know, all of us are different. And in that circumstance, I find myself an anomaly to the point where guys make fun of me, who are dairy people around, because at some point you have to let them go. I've had thousands of animals over the years. And a fellow that was my first and best manager, said to me once, you can't save them all. And he was right.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a question I have. I've got a number of questions, obviously, and that's why we're having the conversation. I want to talk about funding and how you have found with the big bad guy at the bank How is that working for you? We'll pursue that in a moment. Good conversation, ideas for a lot of you. How many of you have thought about sheep on your farm? Is this an idea that you could use to make your farming better? Jacqueline Smith is here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Now with a reminder about getting healthy and staying healthy, one of the sponsors of this program, sponsors of all the programs that I do, is Calitrin. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that's aimed at helping people. We were just talking with Jacqueline about being a vegan. People who are vegetarians don't usually need this kind of help. People who are eating a lot of meat and potatoes, people who are not conscious of what they're eating or not paying attention, and the weight comes pound a week, couple of pounds a week. Before you know it, you're way overweight, and you want some change in your life. You know it's not healthy, especially in this era of COVID, so what do? Well, I would suggest, and what I've been suggesting for years and years on this program, in order to get healthy the right way, lose the weight the right way, go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Get there, check out all the success stories, look at the spotlights, look at how people have benefited, the cardiologists who say losing weight is great for your blood pressure, many, many things. There are verified reviews from lots of awesome customers that are right there. All you have to do is click on go to toploss.com. And this week, they have a fall sale because we're getting into fall in a week. $20 off right now. There will be, $20 off whatever you buy. That is, if you buy, spend $100, you get the stuff for $80. Next week, there will be a $10 off every single bottle plus a free month. If you're interested, you start with a 90-day supply. You will find the best support here in keeping the weight off. Easy enough to lose it. This is the way to keep it off. Check out Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com. When you check out for these deals that I've just described, use the code DJV in the click-out box there. DJV, the code for the deals and for no shipping. That's at toploss.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hello, Mrs. Coons. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Back in the American Family Farmer, in a conversation with Jacqueline Smith, happy to get to know. We look at all of these different farms around the country, try to bring you these stories. The collapse, the business of niche farming and all the other things that even people who really have the gumption to get up and go sometimes can't make it. Jacqueline obviously has with her group on the farm. So how have you found funding? How have you gone to banks? Have you gotten government help? How'd you start this? How'd you get it going?
I mean, I've done all of it. All of it. You just keep going. You just keep going. FSA was actually a benefit for me. I know that a lot of people have mixed feelings about working with the FSA, but they really helped me. I found the most appropriate loan officer to help me, who understood my project when I brought it into them and was able to think outside the box. And there aren't very many FSA federal agents that would, you know, be able to do that because they really like the commodity market. And when you bring them direct marketing projects, they're like, I don't know how to price that, right? I don't know what that is. But to find, as a young farmer, to go and to start talking to the FSA and find those people that want to think about it in a different way than just the commodity market, because that's what we have to do. The FSA, thankfully, is getting better about understanding direct markets because it is becoming a small niche group in itself. But we need a second tier, right? We need a middle tier. We need to have the small farms that are at farmers markets level, and we need to have this middle tier, which Central Grazing Company fits into, and then we need to have that large tier in order to have a sustainable food system. And right now we have no middle tier. There's no middle tier in our ecosystem, and that includes funding too. So we can go down to like the FSA level and the local bank level to buy certain things for our farm, and then there's nothing until you get really large, and then you can go to venture capitalists and do a traditional trajectory of growing your business that way. But there's nothing in the middle. And farming ventures don't need that VC capital. We need not as much capital as that for the middle tier, right? We don't need millions of dollars, but we need millions of dollars over a lot of different projects. People with money have so much money that they are like, I don't want to fund anything for less than $1 million. Right? Or $2 million or $5 million.
This is part of the collusion that you and I are both talking about. It's almost like there was a purposeful way that these people have of seeing it, if they think it's going to be more productive to throw money at big farms without thinking about the ramifications, the quality of the food, and what happens to the people that are along the line. Because you just can't have big, but that's like Sonny Perdue, who was a disaster as far as I was concerned, one of the biggest blowhards that ever has been Secretary of Agriculture, go big or go home. You know, what kind of leadership is that? I have just 30 seconds on the animal welfare, this group that you have, the Animal Welfare Approval Program. What is that? Can you explain it quickly?
It's my third-party certifier that comes in and makes sure that all of my farmers are farming in a way that adheres to our specs and our standards. Mm-hmm. So because I can't be the one farming all of the animals that we farm, I have to rely on a third-party certifier. And the animal welfare approved by A Greener World is the highest level of animal welfare certification that exists out there per the Consumer Reports. And so I really trust this. I have been an animal welfare approved farmer since 2008. So I am really embedded into this certification. Well, it's a very difficult certification to get.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, you've done your inspiration. I'm sure you've helped a lot of people who listen to this program come up with maybe an idea. Okay, that's a good idea. Let's try that. Jacqueline Smith at Central Grazing Company or centralgrazingco.com is her website. You want to check that out and see what she's doing. Maybe, again, ideas. That's what we're all about here on The American Family Farmer.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about, I suppose this would be considered a tribute to farmers, family farmers, my podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, actually your podcast, because in these podcasts I try to take the best of our conversations that are aimed at helping the family farmer come up with ideas, people who are successful. So a couple of recent podcasts, I did something that I thought was very important. And I think you do, too, when it comes to mental health. We had a long conversation about mental health and farming and what's going on. And we had, then I met a lady named Stephanie Berkeley, who runs she's up in Ireland and has a great farm story. She puts a lot of farm, young farmers first. A great partnership conversation. It's helping raise awareness of what's going on in other countries that perhaps will help you make up your mind about some things that you want to do here in America. So that's one of the podcasts that we have. And then there's another one focusing on how you sell your goods, the competition in farming. I find that in my area, because there aren't many good farms or farmers, there's not a lot of competition. There may be a couple of people selling the same sorts of things at farmers' markets, but then, you know, there are the individual farms that you can go to, and they're few and far between. So that's something that I highlight, some ideas how to do that successfully. Then one of the podcasts has news of a South Dakota farmer who's suing the feds over declaring his land, it just has a little puddle on it, as protected wetland. We all know and hear those stories. Pretty disgusting, pretty stupid, but pretty amazing that we have all of that. I have lots of opinions, and I share them with you about mega farms, mega factory dairies, that sort of thing. So if you'd like some support for some of your own points of view, if you're having conversations with people, hopefully listening to the podcast will give you some ideas and bolster you with more facts and information. It's all free at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I was thinking about reading books. My grandson is 6 years old, and he loves his gramps to read stories to him. And because I'm a farmer, I am happy to read him stories about the farm. And he loves the talk and the focus on the animals. He's beginning to read now himself in the first grade, reading stories and coming up with stuff. So I found a book that I would like to pass. This is something that I would like you to pay attention to. I hope you'll find it interesting. American Farm Bureau Federation has a press. It's called Feeding Minds. It's a press adjunct. It's a division of Farm Bureau, their foundation for agriculture. They're publishing a new book, and it's really kind of cool. The new book connects children to what life is like on the farm. And so it's called Barn at Night, by the way. And the author is Michelle Hotz, H-O-U-T-S. So you might look for this. You just Google Barn at Night, and I'm sure it'll come up. It features a father and a daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barnyard to feed and care for their animals. Lovely illustrations, wonderful watercolors. There's a great illustrator named Jen Betton who has put all of this into perspective. It really helps to build awareness of agriculture. It ought to be something that's taught in schools, frankly. The food system is something that we don't know anything about, like how the government works. We don't know how, you know, kids aren't learning that either. So in my mind, one of the best ways, most organic ways to help youngsters learn is through stories like this. So books, it's a great vehicle for this kind of information. A lot of the pictures help tell the story. And I've known with my grandchild, he's so visual. The books like Barn at Night really help him to understand. Plus, he comes to the farm. He sees the animals. He knows what's going on. So he'll have that. But a lot of youngsters don't get the chance to go see a farm. So you get this book and you read it to your youngsters, and maybe they learn how to read and read it themselves. You can find the book wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it from a local bookstore. You can also request it at your library. So it's feedingmindspress.com where it comes from. And the book is called Barn at Night. Barn at Night. Look for that and enjoy the reading with your children or your grandchildren, or have them learn how to read by reading that book. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.